Third down. Here comes the blitz. He's got to get rid of this. He's going to fire it towards the end zone. Barnage up in the air, and he battles for the ball, and he's got it in his lap. He's right on the goal line. No signal yet with the Browns offensive linemen all around him. Still, they're waiting for the call. Barnage made an incredible catch in his lap. Touchdown, Browns!
Well, he was laying on his back. He reached across. I don't know if anybody had touched him yet. They hit him before he went down.
Rolling on the field is a touchdown.
Touchdown, and for the first time today, the Browns lead, but hang on.
He caught it between his legs.
How about that? He caught it between his legs.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to the Ohio Business Machines hotline now to bring in the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Jim Donovan, the man who was on that enthusiastic call of the Browns' 33-30 victory over the Ravens. Jim, what a roller coaster that one was, but a sweet, sweet win for the Browns.
Really was, Nathan. That is such a tough place to win, whether you're the Browns or any other team in the NFL. If you can pull it off like they did yesterday, it's almost like coming out of there with two wins. And it really feels like two games because it is such a long, hard afternoon to fight the Ravens, to fight the crowd, and to just overcome a 21-9 deficit. Just a great, great win for the Browns. Really a great win for the Browns. I give them a lot of credit.
And, Jim, we've constantly talked last year, all offseason, about not having a franchise quarterback. And in no way, shape, or form am I saying Josh McCown is. He's 36 years old. But the play that we're getting out of him, at least the last 10 quarters, is of the standard of a franchise quarterback. And I heard you compare him. You got to figure Philip Rivers and Joe Flacco, franchise guys for their clubs. And he's outplayed them the last 2 weeks. A guy like him can keep us in football games with the way he's playing right now, correct?
Yeah, I really think so, Matt. I mean, there are things that are about him. First of all, I mean, he's always had a great arm. So, I mean, that's the given. I mean, he can throw the ball, whether he's throwing it for Tampa, the Bears, or now the Browns, or all the other teams. I mean, that's just his God-given ability. So he's got a great arm. But, I think right now are experiencing and cashing in on all of his years of experience. And it really is very comforting, I think, in a game like last Sunday against San Diego, and then definitely yesterday against Baltimore, that you have a guy that's really pretty cool behind that offensive line, making the decisions, working the clock, making sure that he gets the ball in the right spot for the field goal kicker, spreading the ball around to a bunch of people on the offense that suddenly made everybody click because everybody was involved, especially in that second half when those field goal trips, turned around and went all the way and turned into touchdown. And on the other side of things, I think he's just having a ball playing here right now because he's got an offensive line that I think he likes playing in front of that he probably hasn't had a lot in his career. And I think he's got some young, running backs that are figuring the game out, and he's starting to help them progress in their game. He's got a young, excited offensive coordinator who is now calling plays for the first time on Sunday afternoons in the NFL, and he's growing in it. So at 36 years old, he's kind of like he's visiting the fountain of youth where it goes for quarterbacks. So it's a good situation for the Browns, and it's a really good situation for him. So all around, that's a good deal.
It certainly is a good deal. Talking with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Jim, let's take these last 10 quarters. Is this the best stretch of quarterback play you have seen since covering the Browns?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Derek Anderson had a good run in 2007, but there were spotty games that were played by Anderson. Anderson had he would get off, if he didn't get off to a real hot start, he struggled throughout the remainder of the game. So you always would hope that he'd get off to a good start. McCown is a guy that right now has really got the offense firing, on all cylinders, and he's making great plays himself. And I just think that right now, especially the last 10 quarters, I have a great deal of confidence when they get the ball, and no matter where they get the ball, that they're going to be productive. I mean, the just the ability to not be timid as far as field position is concerned or down in distance. I mean, everything seems to be makeable. So, yeah, this is probably the best I've seen since they've come back.
And, Jim, while we could probably talk on a Victory Monday about this offense all day long, we can probably do the same about this defense and the frustration and the some of the inadequacies that we're seeing come out of them. What to you at this point right now is your biggest concern for this defense?
Well, it is frustration. I think that's what it is. And sometimes it looks like that frustration is definitely prevalent with the 11 guys that are out on the field where they're barking a little bit at each other because someone missed an assignment or they weren't in the right spot. And that plays out after a big play. And there are these just frighteningly wide open chunk plays that continue to happen. So they go for periods. And there was a period in the second half yesterday where they really started to buckle down and they started to get into the backfield on Joe Flacco. He started to throw the ball drifting back on his back feet. And things started to really look more like the defense that we expected. And the defensive line seemed to be shutting down those running alleys. And then, bang, a big play happens. And I don't know what it is, Matt. I mean, it is frightening because, it just seems as though the offense is really moving at a great rate right now, and it just seems to be discovering more and more potential with itself, whereas the defense seems to be floundering because every little chunk of good play then seems to get eradicated because they give up big plays that end up in their end zone, and you end up coughing up a lead late. The only thing you can think of is right now you try and build on how they finished yesterday. And how they finished was very important with the win to get that 3-and-out in overtime. And even the stop when they had the ball at the 10-yard line and made them kick the field goal to put it into overtime.
Jim, when you look at this offense and the defense came through certainly when it needed to, and we've talked a lot about Josh McCown, but Gary Barnes is already had a career season in 5 games. Travis Benjamin has had a career season in 5 games. You're getting the utilization of Isaiah Crowell and Duke Johnson now in the passing game. What do you think has kind of been the reason that these guys have all been so successful this year? Because everybody's playing ahead of expectation, and in my mind it pops in that, hey, John DeFilippo is doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, he really is. And I think, Nathan, it's an experience now where he suddenly has these players and he has them day in and day out. I mean, there were a number of these guys that were out during the preseason. I mean, Duke Johnson missed a significant amount of time in the preseason, in the practices, during training camp, and during the 4 games, obviously, that leading up to the opener against the Jets. Now, that is very, very important for any player, but certainly for a rookie coming into the NFL in his opening year of play, that he needs all the time he can get. So I think he's just growing because he's playing more. And now I think John DeFilippo says, okay, I have different kind of running backs, but they really have a lot of ability in all areas of the game. I mean, suddenly now, Isaiah Crowell, who couldn't catch a cold last year, or at least that's what Kyle Shanahan thought because he wouldn't throw him the ball, he can catch the ball. And when he catches the ball, then his natural abilities of being able to run north and south, you know, they take form and you get a big play. And Duke Johnson's kind of a slippery back. Well, that's a nice combo to have. So you really have two players that are really growing, I think, in the offense. I think it all goes back to the quarterback then having confidence in all of these guys and being able to spread the ball around. I mean, I think he's got an equal amount of confidence in each one of the running backs. I think he has a great deal of confidence in Benjamin, and he's probably got an equal amount of confidence in Gabriel, who seem to be the same kind of players. And certainly with the tight ends, the same thing. So when all of these guys are in the offense, I just think that, you know, everybody's confidence grows, and they all feel very much a part of it.
Jim, now we have a very successful offense, and I think it's come at a great time because we're going to get the Denver Broncos, one of the best defenses in the league, the St. Louis Rams, which are a threat defensively, and then the Arizona Cardinals, who play great defense. And do you think that this kind of buys us some time to get things together defensively? Because if we can play complementary football in the next 3 weeks, we know we're not going to get that output out of Josh McCown in this offense every week.
Right.
But to not have it drop off and then have the defense step up, that it makes us take a much more optimistic approach into the next 3 football games.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I want to believe, and I think we all do, that at some point the Browns are going to play the kind of defense that we fully expected them to play at the outset of the season, and we really haven't seen it. We've seen moments of it, but we have in no way, shape, or form, maybe the Tennessee game, but in no way, shape, or form have we really seen a complete performance by them in you know, for a long period of time. But I think, and I want to hope, that that's coming. Now, if that comes, you know, now you look at things very, very differently, because I think coming into the season, the blueprint of the team was that we would have a very sketchy, skimpy offense in point total, but we would have a denying defense, and we would squeak things out every Sunday afternoon. Well, we are squeaking things up, but we're doing it in the 30s every Sunday now, which is very, very different.
It certainly has been very different indeed. And we talked about the success of this offense. You talked about this defense. What needs to change defensively to get this team to be the team that you just described that's playing these low-scoring games on that side of the ball?
Well, I'll tell you what, Nathan, I thought a couple of the younger players started to play better yesterday because they played more. Again, I think the more playing time they're getting, like, all of a sudden I found myself, you know, calling Nate Orchard's name more, and he was involved. Shelton, I thought, had a, you know, a productive day, and he certainly went into the game wanting to have a productive day. So that was a good sign. I thought then, you know, I thought Armani Bryant seemed to get better yesterday. Thus, Kruger got a little bit better. You know, the linebackers, you know, I noticed them a few times. They were upset with each other. Now, that's, you could say, well, that's a bad thing. But I think it's a good thing because I think, obviously, you know, everyone's holding, you know, themselves accountable. And the guy that they stand beside in the defense, holding them accountable, too. So I just think it really, a couple of times, it just looks like misalignment or not in the right spot, which seems to be detail. And they just have to get those things, you know, mapped out. And if they do, hopefully they'll be better. I mean, I just want to believe, and I still do, that they are a better, much better defense than what we're seeing.
And, Jim, last one for me. Just your concern, Joe Haden, of course, now in the concussion protocol. And as it seems, based around past history, Josh McCown, you know, missed a week with a concussion. Kaywan Williams missed a couple weeks with a concussion. I think it'd be, you know, we're expecting to have no Joe Haden this week to get him, you know, in that concussion protocol. And just your overall thoughts on going forward versus a Peyton Manning-led offense without Joe Haden.
Yeah, that's a big concern, Matt. And I know Joe seemed to be a little bit more on his game yesterday. You know, I mean, early in the game, they, you know, they went at him a little bit. But then I thought he really settled down. He made a nice play over the middle of the field on a deeper ball that looked as though at a point that he might pull down one of those Joe Haden interceptions. That is a concern. It really is. There's no question about it. It was good to see Kaywan Williams back in there when he got in there yesterday doing what he does, and which is a very, very physical defensive back. You know, I think, you know, Tremont Williams obviously will be counted on a great, great deal. And then you'll go to that combination where you have Desir and you have Kaywan Williams and have these people that are really going to have to, you know, step up. I thought Jordan Poyer did a pretty good job yesterday in for Gibson.
Yeah, he did.
It's just a matter, I think, of everybody, you know, having to pull it together. I really think so. And so, you know, I would really, you know, for Joe Haden, it's been tough really getting his year going. I mean, it really has. And so if he is going to miss time, it kind of keeps with the theme of what is going on this year for him, which I hope can change. And then he can get a level of play that they really expect from him, which is certainly a high-caliber Pro Bowl-type cornerback.
Jim, the schedule gets tough.
Yep.
Specifically for this offense, it's playing at such a high level. Josh McCown setting all kinds of records. If he can maintain this level against Denver, St. Louis, Arizona, Cincinnati, we'll really be on to something there. But as this Denver Broncos team comes to town, you know, I knew that they'd made an investment in their defense. I thought it'd be good, but it was still a team. Peyton Manning thought they'd be led by their offense.
Right.
Well, they're being led by their defense in the opposite way that the Browns, who you thought would be led by their defense, are being led by their offense this year. This is going to be quite the matchup for the Browns offense.
I think so. I really do. I Peyton Manning is, well, first of all, he's never come here as a Bronco, but he has been here as a Colt a number of times.
Wasn't it 9-6 when he was here?
I'm sorry?
The last time he was here, wasn't it 9-6?
Yeah, I was just going to say to you, Nathan, he's never had a big statistical game here, even, you know, with the Colts as a quarterback. I remember they, in 1999, I believe, they closed the season against the Colts, and they were really on a roll at that time, and Ty Detmer came in and played that game for the Browns, and it went right down to a Mike Vanderjagt kick, which it also did in that 9-6 game. And he's never really had big games here as far as throwing the football and scoring touchdowns. Now, somebody's going to beat Denver. I mean, I really, you know,
yes.
maybe
well
the Patriots. Somebody's going to beat them. Why not be us? That's the way I look at it, yeah. Why not us?
Why not? Absolutely. Well, we're certainly going to go ahead and be happy and savor this, and then we'll be on to those Denver Broncos. Jim, great job on the call yesterday. I had a lot of fun with it and certainly want to say it was a good flight home, nice landing, and now we're ready to go on and hopefully get a win at First Energy Stadium.
And you know those landings are very critical to me.
I know that they are. I know that they are. I feel the same way. You're not down until you're down. You know what I mean? That's it.
Right. That's exactly right.
Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank, Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your day, Jim.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. When we come back, we'll open up the phone lines again, 216-578-0850. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.